Some of these signs are associated with passive stretch, which is resistance to passive movement, clonus. Others are observed only with active movement, such as muscle co-contraction and spastic dystonia. Therefore, spasticity needs to be examined at rest and with voluntary movement whenever possible to better understand the functional consequences of spasticity. In addition, it is useful to assess spasticity in various positions, standing versus sitting versus supine, because position-dependent variation in spasticity have been reported and are commonly observed in practice.